Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast all about owning your own business in PR, marketing, or beyond. I'm Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I'm here with my incredible co-host, Karen Swim of Words for Hire, and she is head honcho that brings us all together at Solo PR Pro. Monday, Karen, we're here on another Monday. What are we doing?
Hello.
Yeah, so.
You know, I'm still embracing the whole thing of loving Mondays and really greeting the fresh week.
Okay, I'm working on that.
Perspective, even though today has challenged me.
Always, there's
optimistic.
There's always a challenge,
that, right?
Yeah, it's
and
true.
You know what? The same stuff that happens on Monday can happen on any other day of the week, and we just rise above it. And
keep it's true. That's my whole philosophy about Friday the 13th. I usually have a good day on Friday the 13th, which is odd, but I take it. I'll take any good days I can get. But no, I need to get better at embracing your newfound optimism about Mondays. I don't know. I think it's just the whole. I don't want to say psychosis, but it's the whole mindset, right? It's all about mindset.
Yeah. Poor Monday needs a new PR rep because honestly, you see memes and GIFs and, you know, quotes about Mondays and they're never nice.
No, and Sunday nights either. Sunday night, the whole, you know, the Sunday night sads and yeah, it's never good. Poor Sunday.
I had a good Sunday. Did you have a good Sunday?
I had a great Sunday because I had an event all day Saturday, which was great. I love my clients, love doing their events. But I think it was maybe the 13th or 14th day in a row of working. So yesterday was all about decompression, a little catch up. You know, you've got to buy the milk and the half and half and do some laundry, but I didn't set high expectations for myself. So that's good. Very much looking forward to a full weekend this coming weekend. So hopefully that will happen. But it is all about the perspective and really the mindset, which leads us into our topic for today is, you know, getting past that other F word, failures. I don't even know if I'd say it was failures, but you know, we were just talking about a pitch we did about responding to an RFP. We did not get it, and that's okay. Actually, I don't know. I use the Seinfeldian notion that everything works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah,
but it happens to us all, you know. And sometimes it does sting. And I don't know about you, Karen, but working as a solo, it's so easy to then just get swept into that head game of, oh, what's wrong with me? I stink. I'm not good enough. And, you know, so we're going to try and give everyone a little pep talk today about how to stay away from that.
We are. I mean, there are those disappointing moments, whether you work on your own or work, you know, for a corporation. Whether it's not getting, you know, a client that you really, you know, sometimes we're really looking forward to those assignments. And so you learn about the company, maybe you have meetings and maybe you've done presentations and pitches and you're kind of excited about the possibility of work and then it doesn't come through. Or maybe you, you know, work at a job and there's a project or a promotion that you don't get, or maybe a whole new job that you don't get, and it can feel disappointing. It's taken me years, honestly, to fully embrace just going, okay. Because I've just learned that what's supposed to come your way truly does. However, we have some tips for you when you have those moments. Because I think that, you know, there are things to be learned from that. And I think what sort of helped me to personally make that shift is that I no longer see failure as a bad thing. It's just a necessary thing. And I wish there was a different word for it, because I feel like when you fail, it means you took a chance, you put yourself out there, and there's always something to be gained from the outcome not being what you wanted, anticipated, or expected.
So true. So true. I mean, my first instinct even with this is not in a needy way, but just to say, you know, go back to them and say, you know what, I would love any feedback you might offer. So, you know, next time can be better, or not even better, because, you know, it could be just, you know, it didn't quite just suit that specific need. But it's always nice to get feedback if prospects are willing to give it. And, you know, even within that, you have to take what's constructive and, yes, you know, what really matters, not just take it to heart. But I think that's one thing that, you know, can always be helpful.
And, you know, I love that, because in the sales process, and this is a sales process, it's always good to ask that question. Hey, you know, is there anything that I could have done differently to meet your needs? And now what you're actually doing is that you're digging a little bit deeper for the, you know, to see if the no was really a no, or if it's just a request for additional information. So I've worked in sales, and I know that sometimes just by asking those questions and opening up the dialogue, you can like continue to get deeper, and you get to the reason behind the no. And a lot of times it's really not a no. It's just that they needed some more information to make a decision. And in our RFP situation, that's not necessarily true, but sometimes people put things out to RFP, and I personally don't love RFPs. I don't do them very often.
Right.
But sometimes people put things out and they get back answers that really cause them to question how they're approaching it. So then they learn, right, like, oh, okay, we hadn't thought about this, or, we're really not ready for this, or we didn't, you know, plan this well, or we were unrealistic about budget. There could be a million things. But I do think it's a great idea to, you know, solicit feedback whenever something doesn't work out as expected, because if there's something constructive that you can learn about it, then that helps you for the next time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that could even translate to the corporate world. I know, you know, there are countless times where, you know, I've gone in for job interviews and you don't get the job. And there have been enough of those times that you learn it really had nothing to do with you personally. It just, like you said before, it wasn't meant for you. And it, you know, you hate to say that, you know, job hunting is a crapshoot, but to some extent, you know, it kind of is. It's not personal at all. But I think for us solos, we need to make sure we're shielded. You know, we shield ourselves, or we make sure we maintain this mindset of, you know, knowing that because we, in essence, are our businesses for the most part, that it's still just a business decision.
I agree. And, you know, I love data and analytics and numbers. Mm-hmm. And so I like to look at the trends, because I think that this gives you some perspective. So I love doing win-loss analysis. And so, you know, look back over the past 10 proposals that you put together, or the 10, you know, sometimes you're not even doing a written proposal, they're client meetings. How many did you win? How many did you lose? What was the common elements when you won the business? Because you'll find that there are some things that you can pick out that really sealed it, and you'll start to see these patterns that you can then repeat. And I love doing this also because it helps me to continue to fine tune over the years. It's helped me to really fine tune who I go after and who I even say yes to. So when I see a pattern like, okay, these are the kinds of companies, or when they ask this specific set of questions, or when these things happen, now I know, you know what, those are not really the best accounts for me. And so I can steer clear of it altogether, and I could just avoid that situation. And then I can up my win ratio because I now have data to work off of that informs who I even engage in conversations with. And I know how to set myself up for success.
That is so true. It's so true. And yes, in a way, it's a way of winnowing, you know, your own prospects that you might not have thought of before. you know, you go down that road. And I think that's a great exercise to go through. You know, how many things have gone right lately? And you'll probably find pretty many.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. And, you know, and I know we discussed this before we came on. I don't feel super down about this or anything. It's all a learning experience. And, you know, it's everything does tend to balance out, and you never know what's around the corner. Now, I know sometimes that can be unsettling of, I don't know what's around the corner, but just have to trust and just, you know, keep doing the work and keep poking your head up and keeping that pipeline primed.
So, yeah, I think we say that a lot because it's so true. You know, when you have multiple irons in the fire and you have lots of opportunities, you really are able to go, okay, I got up to bat and, you know, I missed, and that's okay. But there's another ball coming at me, to use a, you know, baseball analogy.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And so I like to think of it that way. But if you're only getting one chance up at bat, you know, every 6 months, and you really need to be swinging at a lot more balls, that can be a problem. It yes. really can be a problem. So
yes. Yeah.
Even when you feel like, if I got another client, I couldn't take it, I do think it's important to continue always developing that business and keeping yourself out there, even if you put people on a waiting list. And if you're full and you have to keep turning down business, then that's a great positive sign that you really need to raise your rates.
That's true. That's true. And it's a good problem to have. And it also kind of segues into, you know, when you do keep that pipeline primed of, you know, how intentional you are with how you're pursuing that business. Cause your first instinct might be to just network yourself to death, but that's not necessarily going to do it. Yeah. I know for myself, I'm pretty choosy about what events I go to. Some card exchanges I'll go to in support of the organization that's hosting them. And some I'm more strategic of, well, you know, this may open me up to a new group of people to meet. And one never knows what's going to happen. I mean, the last one I went to, it wasn't until the event was almost winding down, and I probably thought I should have left 15 minutes before I did, when I bumped into someone who could possibly be a very valuable vendor to add to my team at some point in the future. So you know, you just never know.
And you're so good at the networking piece. I'm always amazed.
Sometimes hard.
I'm like, you're doing what on a Monday night?
Let's not even talk about this week.
Yeah, I feel like such a slacker sometimes when we talk.
Oh, stop.
Like, you're doing what? You're going where?
Yeah, you're such a slacker.
You know, as I'm laying on the couch in a pair of ratty sweats, binging on some stupid TV show, Michelle's out on the town at some, you know, affair, an event. She's like, oh, I'm at
there's a lot of vice versa there, my friend.
It's so hilarious to me. And I'm like, and then I say, I should do more of that. That sounds like a lot of work.
You know what? And you know what? If you're not feeling it, then trust that instinct, you know?
True.
There you go.
True.
There you go.
Yeah, which I mean, that's the thing that I love about life itself, right? Is that there's not one approach to your career,
true,
to your solo business. It's really okay. There's more than one way to do this thing. And I love that we can find our own flow and our own process, and we can still be successful.
Absolutely. True. And I think, you know, sometimes when you pitch a prospect and you lose out, you can fall into that comparison trap of, well, I should be like that person over there. She just did this, or he just did that. And, maybe, but, I don't know. I think you just have to stay true to what feels right for you. And if you are working for yourself, you're already, whether you know it or not, you're self-motivated, because you have to be by the nature of what we do. I mean, sure, there are client deadlines and things, but you don't have someone, you don't have someone looming over your shoulder, literally, you know, waiting for that report by 2. So So yeah, I mean, you just have to trust your instincts, trust yourself. You've gotten this far. You have a skill set. You know, you are working with people. So don't let it get you down. I know it's kind of
I love
cliche.
That you said that because Aww. I think that sometimes solos can forget that you're an entrepreneur, that you completely rock and that you are self-motivated. I know that people forget that and they need to hear that today, that you're pretty amazing. And starting your own business, that's a pretty rock and roll thing to do.
It is. And also, so the next time something like this comes around, you know, and for me, it depends on my level of tired. I might go, ugh, I didn't get the last one. I'm not going to bother. No, consider it. If it's something that you think you would like to do, don't let the last no influence what could be your next yes. Oh, that was so cheesy, but I went for it.
No, I love it. Bring it on. I see that. That's going to be an Instagram story for me. I'm going to use that quote in an Insta story. That is amazing.
Hey, that's it. I'm spent. I'm done.
I mean, you know, we PR folks, we do love a little bit of the cheese and we can push a metaphor until it feels like it's going to run away screaming.
I'm not sure if that was cheese out of a can or you know, pre-sliced Cracker Barrel. I'm not sure, but you know, I'll let everyone out there be the judge.
Well, speaking of cheese, you shared that you had that something fell upon your way that really ties into this whole topic. Do you want to share that?
Oh yes. Well, yes. So last night it was Emmy night. Last night, of course, I'm an award show junkie. And so I don't know, Chinese food just goes with that, I mean, with award show night. So the fortune in my cookie last night said, success won't taste so good without failure as appetizers.
Ooh, I love that.
Okay, so you have to have a few dodgy egg rolls and then your shrimp and broccoli will taste amazing. No, that's nothing to say on that.
I love that. That's such a, you know, you gotta love a good fortune cookie quote.
You do. Every once in a while, they kind of nail it. You go, okay, thanks.
You gotta love it. I did not watch the Emmys. I'm sorry. But there was a quote from, I am blanking out on her name, but she's on the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, yes. That was it. That was just
step out of line quote was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like that ties into this whole subject. If you're not willing to like go for it, then yeah. I mean, and you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to take that risk. And it just means, you know, stop focusing on having perfect outcomes all the time. No one has perfect outcomes. No one. There's not a single person on this planet that every single thing that they try works out. Even for the people that seem like a big fat success who never have missteps, it's not true. You know, failing, missing it. There's so many, you know, fantastic entrepreneurs who have had failed companies or failed inventions. It just, nothing works out 100% of the time, but stepping out of line, you got to do it because not doing that to me is not living up to your full life potential.
Right. So many times we can talk ourselves out of things, and by ourselves, I mean me. So you know, if you're, you know, if you're wired like I am, you know, I'm definitely an extroverted introvert. I can overthink everything if I have the time, and you know, so sometimes you do have to get out of your own way and step out of line, and that was just such. You know, she's won awards before. I'm like, why were you holding on to that one? You know, your grandmother is, you know, in a Holocaust camp and is about to be killed and saying to the guard, what happens if I step out of line? And you think, she's amazing.
That
and how amazing
has me. I want to cry just hearing that. Just of course, because of the significance of the Holocaust and what really happened. The courage for her grandmother in that moment when you're literally facing death And it sort
Talk
of
about Moxie.
Into perspective for me. She didn't just change the course of her life, but for generations to come, you know, others were able to come behind her because she had the courage to say, well, I'm going to step out of line.
Yeah. And, you know, I know there are going to be those who, you know, poo-poo award shows and blah, 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 to whom I say, look in the mirror on Super Bowl Sunday. But, you know, the fact that her grandmother was spared because I'm sure there was someone out there maybe having a really dark moment who needed to hear that.
I agree with you. And you know what? One of the things that I do love about award shows, so I devour like the quotes and the recap afterwards, because you know, when you have a platform and you have an opportunity to say something and you seize that moment, either to, you know, infuse it with laughter that we can remember, because God knows we can always use joy in our lives, or if you, you know, use it to say something important or to inspire, as she did. And by the way, she is so fantastic on that show. She is amazing. She's hilarious. She's gutsy. She's the epitome of stepping out of line. Is brilliant. I love it. It just makes me laugh, and they just take me there. So if you guys haven't, you know, added it to your binge watch list, you definitely should. And, look up her speech, because it was just such a powerful thing.
It really was. It really was. And a good note to end on. So step out of line, keep going for those projects, or, you know, if you're in-house somewhere, keep setting those goals.
Yeah.
It's important.
Agreed. I love it. Well, I think we have we given the people what they want today, Michelle?
I think so. I think this is a good Motivation Monday podcast.
I
for
hope
sure.
So.
I know I feel motivated now.
I feel motivated as well. This has been kind of a weird, wonky, wonderful learning year for me, but I am definitely emerging stronger and more confident. And we want that for all of you too, because it does make a difference when you are able to greet the world with that confidence and when you're not afraid to fail. And I know that we've addressed this in different ways on this podcast before, on our own and with guests, but it's definitely a good lesson to keep, you know, reinforcing, if you've already learned it, that failure is not fatal.
That's right. Join us on the next episode of That Solo Life. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. You can find us at soloprpro.com, on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you find the rest of your fantastic podcasts. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.